This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, he's got to do what's best for him, for his family, and I want to give him space to make that decision. And he knows that, you know, we're behind him. We're supporting him. He's a teammate of ours. He's made a lot of plays for us. He is a great player, has a bright future. And, you know, if he feels like coming back and helping our team is what he wants to do, we would welcome him with open arms. And
Kirk Cousins on Sua Cravens earlier today is heard exclusively on Grant and Danny. Welcome back, 106.7 The Fan. What was your take, first reaction when you heard the news Cravens was contemplating retirement, and how has your opinion changed as you've done more reading and learning and thinking about this? At first, I was pretty shocked. And I was a little bit upset just because of the timing, and I was disappointed, and I think he put his team and teammates in a bad spot. As I've gotten further away from it, I think my perspective has taken over, and I've kind of separated football from his life, and I'm not as upset. And I don't think he owes fans or media or me or Danny anything. I refuse to just accept, though, when people say he doesn't owe anyone anything. That's not true. You owe your teammates something, and you signed a contract with the Washington Redskins to play football this year, so to just tell them at the 12th hour you're not coming to show up, that's not good enough for me, but I understand he's going through something, and that's really what I care about, is that he gets it sorted out. We've all been through things in our lives and times where we were either not thinking clearly or we needed to get something squared away and our priorities changed. He's probably there. This was Cousins. We followed up a little bit more on the Sua Craven situation, more broadly talking about what players go through mentally.
Nobody's ever comfortable. Nobody ever feels safe. None of us feel like we've got it made or like it's figured out. And you have to get comfortable with being uncomfortable. And that is the tough reality of this league. And I think when I was on the outside as a young person or as a college athlete, hoping to someday be in the NFL, you don't realize how much of a grind and how challenging this league can be and how much it will test you, not just physically, but mentally and emotionally. And, you know, you have to be tough to last in this league. And it'll make you question, you know, do I want to do this? Do I have what it takes? But as Coach Shanahan always said, tough times don't last, tough people do. And I believe that, you know, if you choose to be a tough person and stick through it and fight it out, usually good things happen in the end and you'll be proud of the fact that you did.
So I'll offer the usual caveats here, where if there's something seriously amiss, something seriously wrong, an issue that needs to be handled, I hope it does. And I'm pulling for the person away from football. The two things that come to mind, though, immediately were, the timing is outrageous. The timing is outrageous. If you've had these emotions and had these feelings, you don't just get to say 72 hours ago that everything is great, you can't wait to come back, and then start texting guys 3 hours after cuts happen on Saturday, where over 1,000 guys lost their jobs, including guys that did everything right here for this organization, went through everything that they were supposed to do, and then were still told your service is no longer required. You have a spot, and you give that up. You're allowed to quit. You are. That's perfectly within your rights. And if he came out as, I'm forgetting the Stanford linebacker's name a couple years ago, came out and said, I am worried about concussions.
Chris Borland,
thank you.
Didn't do that, though. He didn't say anything about health, even yesterday.
He did.
When he said, I don't have to explain to anybody. But we also have evidence this is not brand new, because last year he went AWOL for a day and a half, I was told, because at USC he went missing for 3 days from football obligations. And because of this video, CSN Mid-Atlantic posted practice video. Will Compton was mic'd up. He was talking to Sua Cravens at the end of this. You can tell that there's obviously like a group of players in the Wolf Pack that Sua Cravens isn't in defensively. Will Compton is telling him, you want to be a Lion because you don't want to be in the Wolf Pack. You got to be one of us to be in the Wolf Pack. But he basically says, I'm not getting enough energy from you. Why are you even here?
I mean, if I'm out here, I'm going to be in. I have no other choice.
Nah, because I haven't felt it from you. Last two, you haven't gave me nothing.
I mean, I had a good practice yesterday.
Yeah, but I still need to feel it, other than you just having a good practice.
I can't fake it, though.
You ain't got to fake it. You talking to me right now.
I'm going to be real. Like,
okay, so what's something that's getting you through right now? Give me something. You got something. You don't just do it the dead way.
6 more days.
That ain't it neither.
That's getting me through this right now. 6 more days. The camp is out. That's what's getting me through this.
Give me something else.
The faster I get through this, the sooner I'm to that fifth day. That's what's getting me through this.
That's why. That's why you a tiger. You little weak ass tiger pack you trying to create.
A tiger, you gotta be your own man. You know, you gotta find yourself before you can be a tiger.
He wants to be in the wolf pack.
See, the difference,
this is how he be talking.
The difference between the
you
pack,
understand. I want him in the pack.
The difference between the pack and the pride. You feel me? The pride that nobody makes a decision as to when you're in it. You just know. You know what? I'm banging, man.
That's the problem. Because you're talking about pride over pack. When you talking about pack first, that's when I know you're ready.
I was pack.
That's when I know you're ready.
I got this. A
couple of things. You got to love Will Compton as a leader, which Kirk Cousins has told us in the past. He's one of the great leaders on the team. That's a defensive alpha. I don't care if he's starting or not. That's the kind of conversation you want your veterans having with a guy who's lackadaisically going about his business at practice. Sua Craven subsequently got on Snapchat, and this is where we are in 2017, by the way, to post a video. And he said, I wanted to post a story. Some of the cliff notes were, I don't feel like I need to explain myself to anyone. I got to find out what makes me happy. I've got to fix my mental, which is true. He said, I'm going to be more open with you guys. I can now do that. I don't have to answer to anybody. He says, you guys are really going to get to know me. And they said this yesterday with all of this kind of swirling. So we're putting all the pieces together as we go here. But I can just tell you this. In that video that you just heard the audio from, Will Compton at a couple different points is disappointed, like basically saying, dude, what is going on?
Do you want to be here?
Exactly. I was texting with a player on the defense last night. And I could tell that that guy, I don't want to say, it's overstated to say he is done with the Sua Craven story, but it was not like a guy who got blindsided 3 days ago. That like, oh, Sua Cravens has this weird thing going on. This was the vibe I got was like, this is Sua being Sua, dude. This is basically like, just because all you guys are now talking about this now, we've known that this, whatever's going on with him has been going on for a while. And I got the sense from this is a player on the team that, if they feel that way, and if Will Compton feels the way it looks like he does in this video, it basically the rest of the guys on defense are like, dude,
enough.
What's going on with Sua Cravens now? And that isn't to say that he's not in some way a victim of some kind of health issue or mental issue. He may be.
We just don't know.
What I am saying is I don't think this is a bunch of guys being blindsided going, oh, my gosh, what's going on with Sua Cravens? I think they're like, is it Sua again? What's going on this
now
time?
What?
That is the vibe I got in text conversations this weekend.
And it kind of fits. Again, there's an attitude to it where you go, you do something questionable, then can't believe that people have questions and say, I don't owe you anything. Well, you certainly do. You behaved erratically. You canceled on everybody at the 11th hour. People were counting on you for work, and you said no after you were given a roster spot. I mean, you behaved in a way that leads people to question what's going on. And then you act incredulous that anybody would want to know anything and very defiant. You don't want to be bothered, and yet there you are posting on social media. But I digress. Thing number one is obviously usual caveat. Hope he's okay, blah, blah, blah. Move past that. I'm reserving judgment until more information comes out. I have empathy at the ready. I also have unparalleled anger at the ready. If you just decided that you didn't feel like doing it at, as we said, the 11th hour.
Even in that. You answered my question. Because I was going to say, what is the crime in that? But then your point would be blindsiding your team and your teammates if this was just a guy being immature and just deciding at the last second doesn't want to play football.
Yeah, you don't have to love football. There's nowhere in the Constitution that says that. You're free to choose whatever makes you happy, and please do so. But when everybody's counting on you and you just decide that
signed a contract.
Yeah, it's binding. And it's after roster cut time. You do this Friday, I have less of a problem with it. You did it Saturday.
How about a month
hours
ago?
After the cuts, right after they told people, come into the coach's office. He needs to see you.
Lives
turn
changed forever.
In your key card, Skippy, and get out of the building. Security will handle your transportation. The guys lost their gigs. And he said, not for me. That I'm not okay with. The other part that you and I disagree with, I know we should do this more next. To me, the Redskins being what by this is a failing. I think they really, now they're handling it as well as they can, given what's happened here, the new information that's come to light. But the idea that this happened at USC and they didn't find out until he was here in Washington is not okay to me. You've got to know. There are other guys you could have taken that would have been able to stay here, and you don't have to convince to come back every other year.
Yeah, I don't think they did anything wrong, because I think that just like when a player gets arrested at 11 p.m. when he left the facility. It's not their job to babysit 53 adults. This guy is 22 and has the choice to play or not to play, just like every other player on the team. And I can't fault them for whatever's going on with him, which may or may not even be an actual issue he's got to sort out. 800-636-1067. Your calls on this are next. Your lead, your big takeaway from what's going on with Sua Cravens and what it means for the Redskins. Grant and Danny on the Fan.
Fellas, Danny Rouillet here for my guys at PlayDraft.com. You've got to try this. You've got to check it out. It's awesome. I play regular fantasy football, right? Year long. What's the best part about that? We're doing it tonight for the Grant and Danny League. The draft. Everybody loves drafting their team, right? So far, you with me? No problem. Daily fantasy. You've played that before. What's the best part? You're not stuck with the same team all year long. Well, PlayDraft.com combines both of those things. This is the best part. You think you got like an insider, like you got something, oh, this is a great matchup, right? And you put that guy on your roster for a daily fantasy thing? Well, guess what? Thousands of other people did too. Not at PlayDraft.com. Each draft, each week, it's unique. He's only on your roster. That's the beauty of it. And it's for cold hard cash. Better chances to win than all the daily fantasy sites. It is outstanding. It is fun. Go to the App Store. Just search Draft. It'll pop right up very easy. Or go to PlayDraft.com. You set up your account. Right? When you do that, use my promo code 1067Danny. That's 1067Danny. And here's what you get: a free play with your first deposit. Use that promo code and you can play for real money right there to get yourself going. It's so much fun. I've been doing it over the weekend, played in about a dozen different leagues, a couple baseball leagues I did that day, drafted Clayton Kershaw, won a buck. Did a couple year-long fantasy football ones, weekly fantasy football. Drafts only take a few minutes. I'm telling you, give this a shot. PlayDraft.com. That promo code 1067Danny.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.